And I know he went on a trial, but I am curious, before you talk about the trial that he went on, what you would do in general, or how you handle this, or what you would have done with him outside a trial. Would you, do you ever keep trastuzumab? Well, in this case, he's on Bev too, going and, you know, give different chemo or T-DM1.
So you're absolutely right. This was the problem, was that this was a gentleman who had problems with counts. And so what do you give? What conventional agent do you give? You've already exposed him to an angiogenesis inhibitor. You've already exposed him to trastuzumab. And that's why I was really so excited that we could get him on our clinical trial. But the answer to, would I use standardly for this person? Clearly, I would give him a checkpoint inhibitor next, because that's the one that he would be most likely to tolerate.
So why not paclitaxel or ramucirumab?
Because his platelets were too low.
Interesting.
So he had trouble with his platelets. And this is why he came off the capecitabine. And I should point out that this is a gentleman where sustaining his platelets with N-plate to keep the platelets up.
But in general, how do you approach second-line therapy? Do you ever keep the trastuzumab going? Do you go with paclitaxel or ramucirumab? Would you use trastuzumab, paclitaxel, ramucirumab?
So the answer is I have never continued trastuzumab in second and subsequent lines of therapy, in part because at our institution I have to show data and prove the benefit or efficacy, and there really is no good data. I think there was a recent publication that offers some evidence, but the bottom line is that unlike breast cancer, where they actually have the data now, we really don't have it in gastric cancer. And I think that up until recently, we've been trying to sort of keep ourselves going by participating in trials like the Gatsby study. And now, for instance, this study looking at a variety of companies are producing sort of second line anti-HER2 agents. And I think that that's probably where we should be going rather than trying to continue trastuzumab into subsequent lines of therapy.